we're joined right now by Patriots offensive lineman, and who knows where, Mike Unwenu. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Mike Unwenu, how are we doing this week?
Yeah, what's the deal? I'm doing good. What about y'all?
Oh, we're doing
pretty
great.
Good.
We're curious. We called it earlier. It's a little bit like a whack-a-mole on the offensive line. You've lined up at right tackle. You've lined up at right guard. You were working at left guard the other day. Where do you expect to line up this week?
I'll probably be expected to play at guard this week at right guard.
All right. At right guard. Okay. Do you? I heard some comments you had yesterday where it's just. I mean, I don't think you're blaming anyone for moving around and playing at different positions, but it is, I think, tough to find a rhythm moving around. How have you handled that this year with all the different positions you've had to play?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question again?
How do you handle the moving around from position to position, tackle to guard to potentially left guard?
Yeah. For me, I mean, I've always been a right-sided player, so I think I got right guard in the bag. But as far as right tackle, that's been the secondary position of mine. So, you know, those are things I've done in the past and things I'm used to. Just as far as moving around, you know, it's kind of just where we're at right now. Or, you know, even going back to the past just with injuries and stuff and just with contingencies and seeing what will work if things happen in the future.
I mean, yeah, every year there's injuries and there's changes, but it feels like through 9 games, you guys have had more combinations. I'm sure when you're in the huddle, you're looking around, seeing different combinations all the time. How challenging has that been?
I mean, as far as the O-lineman, you know, we all run in the same play and we all communicate. So it's 5 playing as 1. So it's not really that much of a big deal to me in the huddle or whatnot.
We get a very limited look at Drake May each week. You know, he does an interview here on the station. We hear him after the game, but we don't get a ton of access. You mentioned the huddle. You're in there with Drake. Uh-huh. What's he like on the field? How talkative is he? Kind of what's his attitude like? What's he like out there?
Yeah, he's even with the talking. He talks a lot. He jokes around. We joke in the huddle. So we have fun in the huddle, and we enjoy it. So I would say he's a good sport with it, and he leads the huddle as well as Ben.
You know, you've had a few offensive line coaches in your time here in New England. What has Scott Peters brought to the table?
Yeah, Coogs and Mike, I mean, they've all brought good things, just different viewpoints, different techniques and stuff we can use in the middle and then during the fight or between when the ball is snapped and whenever the play ends. So I think, you know, in the past, you know, I've had a lot of coaches. I think this is the most advanced or most technical and most skills and most tools that I've gotten in the past.
You guys, we're talking to Patriots offensive lineman Mike Unwenu here on Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You guys started the year running very well. You struggled to run the football, at least with Ramondre Stevenson. Drake May individually ran well last week, but you struggled to run more as the year has progressed. I know you've had some injuries, but is there a commonality there where early on the run game was working where now you're struggling to pick up yards on the ground a little bit more?
No, I wouldn't say there's anything there. You know, obviously it starts with the O-line, so us improving our performance, blocking and running the ball as well, you know, that will only improve the run game. So that's what we're focused on, and that's what we've been doing.
You know, not to go too off topic, but I was reading that when you chose Michigan out of high school, you chose Michigan over Alabama, over Ohio State, over, I'm sure, several others. What went into that decision?
Yeah.
Why did you end up? I know you're from, you're, you know, born in Detroit. Was that a place you always wanted to go, or how did you make that ultimate decision?
Yeah, I would say that was interestingly enough. I mean, that was always a place I wanted to go, but I would say probably since my sophomore year or 10th grade in high school, I pretty much knew I wanted to go to Michigan. So I think I was committed since then, or since the end of my 10th grade year. And really just, you know, I've had a family that's been full of Michigan fans. Some of my family have been Michigan State fans. So, you know, it's always been like a little rivalry in my own family. Mm-hmm. So I knew I wanted to be a part of that and go to Michigan.
What's Harbaugh like?
Harbaugh was cool. During the years I was there, I mean, he was a really good coach. I would say, you know, going from one good coach to another coach, I was already kind of introduced to kind of just the scheme and really just just being an NFL player, being a pro at a young age, you know, the way Harbaugh was conducting the team, you know, I was kind of used to the schedule already when I got here in my rookie year, so I was very thankful for that. And really, he just put me in, you know, my whole class in a good place because where we all are now, and even the guys that came after us.
How closely do you follow it? You know, we talked to a lot of your teammates. Some of those guys, it seems like, really keep track of what the college team is doing on a week-to-week basis. Are you watching a lot of Michigan?
No, not really. Yeah. I'm not watching a lot of college football.
Yeah.
I mean, I peep sports, but, you know, I'm not really that in tune with it.
Mm-hmm. You're going back to the Midwest this week, Chicago. Is there a rivalry Detroit-Chicago? Like, what's that like for a kid from Michigan?
I wouldn't say it is, but it'll be nice going back to the Midwest. I've got some family in Chicago, so it'll be nice to get back over there and see them for a little bit.
Where do you stand on deep dish pizza?
I mess with deep dish.
Okay.
I mess with deep dish the long way. I think I went to Chicago when I was maybe in college. The last time I went, I think I had Giordano's. I don't know if that's the best still, but that was a couple years ago for sure.
Nice. Right. Deep dish is a popular answer. Jeremy Springer went with the deep dish as well. Is there anything else you miss from now that you're in New England? Is there anything else you miss food wise or anything like that you miss from being back home or back in the Midwest?
Not exactly. I would just say that it's probably more more options that way. I'm used to just having very, very open amount of options. Being from Michigan and then traveling to Chicago. Chicago has a real good scene of really just stores and just restaurants as well. So it's a nice place.
All right. Well, Mike and Wenyu, expect to see you this weekend at guard. Best of luck this weekend against the Bears, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Appreciate it. Y'all be easy.
All right, very good.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
He joins us every, most Fridays.
Yeah.
Here on Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Friday. I missed what he said there at the end. I thought he had
a little bit
more to say.
I don't have a cutoff. I think he said maybe I'll be easy, maybe.
Is that what he said?
I didn't catch the last word, but that might have been what it was. But very good. Thank you, Mike.
Messes with the deep dish.
Probably playing right guard, sounds like.
Y'all be easy. You're right.
Y'all be easy.
Yeah,
so
right.
He was playing left guard at practice, but apparently that might have been for, you know, glass, you know, break glass case of emergency. So it sounds like he's going to be at right guard,
which
is the position he clearly likes to play the most.
No, he's told that to us now multiple times.
Yeah.
He does. I think he'll do it, which I don't even know. I don't even know that I would do it if I were him. What?
The last text. Here's Keith asking about food again.
I was thinking about it. Would it have been rude to be?
I'm going to ask everybody what their pregame meal is, I think, going forward.
I almost asked this, and we like talking to Mike and Wenyu.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were the reports in the offseason. I almost asked, was there anything you don't want to mess with, pizza-wise? But I didn't want to be rude.
No.
But, I don't know. I like all kinds of pizza.
Same.
You know, yeah, so I didn't
I'm not
want,
picky when it comes to pizza.
I didn't want to be rude about it.
No. That was very good of
you. Last thing I want to be is rude.
Yeah.
That's me. So, he's made it clear multiple times. He wants to be a right guard. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't kick out to tackle if I were him.